Caucus Chair D. Dawkins Hagler says without the expansion, hundreds of thousands of Georgians will remain uninsured.
And it is callous political leadership that would deny health care coverage to the most vulnerable populations of this state.
And Atlanta Democratic Senator Vincent Fort says if the state continues to turn down Medicaid expansion, urban safety net hospitals like Grady Memorial Hospital won't get needed federal funding. But he says rural safety net hospitals are in the greatest danger of closing.
Grady has hundreds of beds, but these hospitals that have 50, 100 beds or less are going to be at great risk.
He says it's because as a number of states expand Medicaid under the law, federal funds to help safety net hospitals treat the uninsured are decreasing.
What is happening in Georgia is a double whammy.
Last year, Governor Nathan Deal turned down Medicaid expansion, saying it would be too costly. A Deal spokesman says the governor continues to remain opposed to adding more to the state's Medicaid rolls. He says expansion would cost $2.5 billion over 10 years, which he says would have devastating consequences for education and taxpayers. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.